You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Head of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to welcome JP Agrawal, who is the founder and CEO of FX Guard. So, what is FX Guard? FX Guard is a new age digital foreign exchange, basically FX, risk manager, particularly for small and medium enterprises. So thank you so much for joining us today, JP.
Thank you so much, Rashi, for having me.
We're very, very pleased to be speaking with you. And, you know, I've known you for a while now, but can you tell me a bit more, you know, about your role and your background, especially for our audiences?
Yeah, thank you so much, Rashi. As you mentioned, my name is JP Agrawal. I'm the founder and CEO of FX Guard. So my role at FX Guard, I'm very hands-on, and it's a fintech startup firm. So my role is to really roll my sleeves and get involved in every part of the business, be it setting the strategy for FX Guard or business development, and pitching customers the benefits of FX Guard or planning for the next phase of tech development. You can say that except for doing the coding or writing the software, which I'm totally incapable, which I leave completely to software development colleagues, I'm all over the place.
That sounds really interesting, and that's very honest of you as well. So, but that's great. So can you tell me more about, you know, FX Guard, your vision, mission, and what problems are you really trying to solve for your SME businesses?
Sure. So let me start with the problem itself, or what FX Guard does. FX Guard is about managing foreign exchange risk in a simple, intuitive, and effective manner by SME customers in the UK and beyond. When UK government, led by Liz Truss, announced its mini budget last year in September 2022, pound sterling took a plunge against most currencies, and specifically against the US dollar, by over 20%. This large movement in exchange rate was devastating to importing businesses, as their profit margins were significantly eroded. Mini budget or not, large movements in foreign exchange rates are very common, and SMEs can get caught up in the impact they have. And of course, it has an adverse impact for an importer. Now, let me talk about the problem FX Guard is solving. And the problem is actually not having the appropriate knowledge and finding it complex to manage the FX risks. The SMEs are very good with their own businesses and are the backbone of UK economy. However, they cannot be expected to have FX or financial markets expertise to manage FX risks. The lack of know-how and the complexity leads to increased cost of managing FX risk. The problem gets further compounded when you see that most existing banks and FX brokers primarily look at SME customers and focus on maximizing their transactional volumes without much real focus on FX risk management. For the reasons I have described, which is know-how, complexity, costs, and no real focus on FX risk management, more than 50% of SMEs do not manage the FX risk in their businesses. The remaining who do face increased costs and suboptimal results. Our vision at FX Guard is to make FX risk management for SMEs simple, intuitive, and effective, beginning in the UK, but eventually reaching out to the SMEs globally. FX Guard is on the mission to empower SME customers to have the clarity and confidence to manage the risks so that they can save money, protect profits, and continue to focus on their core business and grow it without distraction caused by FX risks.
So your vision is to eventually, go global, but that's absolutely amazing. So how did you come across the idea of FX Guard? I know you talked about, the pain points that SMEs face and sometimes even without realizing it. And why did you name it as such?
Thank you, Rasi, for asking this. My own background has been working with global banks based in Amsterdam and London and focusing on structuring and selling foreign exchange risk management solutions and interest rate risk management solutions for corporates and institutional customers based in the UK, Europe, and the EMEA region. Later part of my career, I've been working with corporates and advising them on suitably dealing with market risks, including FX risks. During my last 20 years plus career, I have worked with very large corporates such as oil giant Aramco and also many SMEs, and have clearly seen the pain I described earlier, mainly lack of know-how, complexity, increased cost in managing foreign exchange risk. The difference is that very large corporations can assemble internal and external expertise by hiring employees, consultants, or treasury systems, whereas SMEs can usually not, and hence continue to face risks and losses due to FX movements. So FX Guard idea is not born in a flash or brainwave. It was born out of continuing problem I have seen around in my career spanning more than 20 years. It is interesting that you ask about why we named it FX Guard. It obviously means that what it says on the tin, guarding against foreign exchange movements. That was the key thing you would have thought. In reality, it was inspired by cricket, which I love as a sport, like millions, or shall I say billions of people love around the world. You can just focus on enjoying and playing sports such as cricket while wearing suitable guard.
I love that. I mean, I'm a cricket fan as well, considering I'm Indian too, and I think everybody kind of watches cricket, in India and worldwide as well. Absolutely. So yes, for those cricket lovers, you completely understand the reference, and I absolutely love that, you've brought in the metaphors from sports as well, because that really plays a big role in businesses as well. Like, they're very transferable skills too. So at FX Guard, what kind of customers would be your ideal customers and why?
Yeah, Rashi, thank you for touching on that point. Our ideal customer is actually any business which has some content of import or export in their goods or services. As if the part of their costs or sales income is in foreign currency, they will be certainly impacted by exchange rate movements. These businesses can be from any sector of economy. They can be manufacturing, sourcing a part from Germany and selling partly in the US, or media or tech businesses selling in Europe or US as an example. We particularly think that SMEs will be the most beneficiary of FX Guard, simply because by using FX Guard, they can reduce the need to hire expensive specialist staff or external consultants or treasury systems. I keep saying SMEs, and I know there may be various definitions of SMEs, but broadly speaking, we think that FX Guard can be useful to a range of businesses with turnover ranging from about £1 million to, let's say, about £100 million.
That is quite a big range, but you would be covering a lot of SMEs, I would believe. But coming and speaking about FX in general, as we do know, the space may seem crowded, sometimes. So how do you differentiate between your offering compared to the others?
Sure, absolutely. A right question, and one that goes on to everyone's mind, or a lot of minds, so to say, and the one which I'm asked quite often. So, FX space does seem to have a lot of players, but the reason is that it is also the biggest market in the world, daily range trading exceeding 6 trillion a day. Also, that UK has a share of over 50% in global FX trades. So naturally, there are a lot of players. Having said that, I do feel that market is significantly fragmented and requires consolidation. At FX God, we are significantly different from existing players. Our focus is FX risk management for businesses. So we are not focusing on individual money transfer or remittances or payments. We have launched FX risk management subscription service, which is very cost effective and starts from £25 per month and gives everything a SME customer needs to enable them to identify the FX risk, understand it, quantify it, and know how to deal with it. They can then do the transactions they need to mitigate the FX risk from their own existing banks or brokers. When we launch the FX transaction module by end Q1 2023, they can also do the transactions with us. With FX God, we are different because we do not rely on traditional consultative model, which is expensive and is not robust. Unlike technology-driven SaaS model we have. Also, when we launch FX transaction module, we would have removed the shopping around problem which existing SME businesses face on FX transactions, because we will offer SaaS model style pricing, which will be a major change in the industry and make FX more like a utility rather than a bespoke and high margin industry. And this will reduce the cost substantially for our customers while providing effective FX risk management. So that's how we are different.
So that's very interesting, because you mentioned on the price point, and my next question was just about to touch on that actually, because we are looking at the cost of living crisis right now, the environment impact, and the result of financial literacy and empowerment. So do you think your solution addresses these, and how do you see this as being relevant to your business?
Absolutely. SMEs are the backbone of UK economy, which I mentioned before. They are contributing to the significant employment in the country. By helping them, by saving their money, by protecting their profits, and by helping them avoid surprises and blow-ups because of exchange rate movements, we will be contributing directly to help solving cost of living crisis. When SMEs are healthy and are thriving, that's a good news for any economy. And our goal remains to contribute significantly on where we can add value as FX God. I mentioned ours is a fully digital business, which is technology driven and is cloud hosted. Businesses from any part of the world can benefit from it anytime on the day or week or month. This further reduces the need to travel, have physical consultation, and saves clearly on carbon footprint. So definitely, FX God is environmentally friendly and will have a positive impact. Talking about financial literacy and empowerment, as mentioned, SMEs are very good at their businesses and they are fully literate in their businesses, and that's the reason they are running it. However, when it comes to foreign exchange and related issues, many may not have the right information or enough information, and as a result, may suffer in their businesses by having increased cost and erosion of profit margins. Our platform, FX God, is bringing that power or knowledge or literacy on foreign exchange to SMEs. It's a very efficient and cost-effective way through technology that we are providing.
But that's amazing that you have thought about all these aspects, and including the environmental impact as well. And you mentioned empowerment and putting things back in the hands of SMEs. So how do SMEs get empowered, and how does this empowerment really help them?
Absolutely. Empowerment is the key objective of FX God. Myself and my co-founder and our entire FX God team is putting our years of knowledge and experience of foreign exchange and financial markets into FX Guard portal so that this knowledge and experience can be democratized and is available to SMEs. SMEs then will have the same knowledge and expertise and will have the level playing field as their, you know, counterpart very large businesses have. This empowerment will save them money and protect their profit margins and avoid surprises and blow-ups in their businesses due to FX rate movements. Therefore, the empowerment really will have a tangible result on their bottom line.
Thank you so much. And you have mentioned, you know, the cost and the bottom line a few times now. So now you call FX Guard, you know, the digital FX risk management for business. So what role does technology play in your solution? I know you said you stay away and you steer away from it. And, you know, you've passed it on to the experts in your team. So can you give a, you know, shine a light on it?
Yeah, thank you, Rashi. For FX Guard, technology is the key. Technology, not for the sake of technology, but having really as an enabler to make foreign exchange risk management for SMEs simple, intuitive, and effective. We know that on an individual level or retail level, whether there is music or daily life, technology has added so much already and made our lives so easy. And also that this is just the beginning. However, we think that on the business level or SME level, the application of technology is still in its infancy, and still the applications that are being developed are more bespoke and more confined or catered to the needs of larger organizations. With FX Guard, technology is focused on helping SMEs save money and protect profits from foreign exchange rate movements. And that's why it will remain the key for us.
Fair enough. So how do you make businesses succeed with your solution?
Great. I'm very happy to answer this question. And FX Guard will not succeed if our customers don't succeed. I know it's a cliche, but I believe it cannot be overused. The success of SMEs will be when they save money and are able to protect their profits from FX rate movements in a simple, intuitive, and effective way. This will enable SMEs grow their businesses further by focusing on their own business rather than get distracted by the risks FX are causing. And that's our way of making businesses succeed.
I can almost sense that, you know, passion in your voice, that you really want SMEs and to do well and to, you know, drive them forward. But, you know, JP, being an entrepreneur must not be easy. And especially right now with, you know, 2023, what is, you know, I think it's going to be a very interesting year ahead. So can you tell us more about some of the challenges you faced in your journey and how you've evolved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you pointed out, Rashi, we have had lots of challenges which we have faced and overcome, and many that are still confronting us. And I'm sure more will come along the way. And absolutely, that's the most exciting part of my job, being a founder. The key challenge for us was to rethink FX Guard's offering and differentiate it from the current players. We have married here the technology and the domain expertise, and we believe that we have an outcome which is compelling for our customers. We will continue to focus on technology, including artificial intelligence and machine learning and domain expertise. And also, very, very importantly, to make it even more simple, intuitive, and effective for SMEs. So this is really the biggest challenge I'm still facing. And we believe that it will remain the challenge most worthy of facing and meeting in the foreseeable future.
Fair enough. So what is your current focus and what can we expect from FX Guard in the coming months?
Sure. Our current focus is to scale up our FX risk management part of the business, which we have launched and is available to any SME customer from our website at a very compelling monthly subscription prices of £25 per month. This offering is already attracting significant interest and great feedback from potential clients and partners. We also are working towards launching FX transactions module by end of quarter 2023. Then our customers will be able to do FX transactions with us, which we believe they would be able to do at a much better rate. And this would be the first time ever SaaS model has been applied in foreign exchange space. This, we believe, will be a game changer and convert FX industry to a utility-driven industry, resulting in significant cost savings for the customers.
You keep saying, cost savings for your customers. It seems like that is one of your biggest things that you guys are doing, to solve the pain points for SMEs, which is really heartwarming and great to see. So, GP, before I let you go and before we wrap up, this has been a great conversation. What will success look like to you in 5 years?
Yeah, thank you so much. We're really excited about that. Success for us in 5 years' time will be when we have empowered our SME customers to manage FX risk themselves, to save costs and protect profits from FX rate movements. This will come when we have thousands of customers in the UK, Europe, and major geographies where SMEs are exposed to FX risk. And of course, these customers will regard us, FX Guard, as their best provider and the provider of choice in this space. Of course, I can't wait for that to happen, but realize that we have an exciting and challenging journey ahead of us.
I love that. Thank you so much, JP, for your time and for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Rashi, for having me, and it has been a pleasure to speak to you.
No, definitely. And more power to you and the team at FX Guard. And may you guys reach heightened success and help SMEs in a transparent and efficient way that you have mentioned, And thank you once again to our audience for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Do look out for upcoming episodes and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our events and programs. As always, until next time, take very good care of yourselves.
Thank you, Rashi.